Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Nedarim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Beschos, Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bizachar, Find Zivug Hagon, Bekarav Mamish. And Mishnah Daled tells us, let's say a person makes a neder as follows: Dog dogim she'eni tayim. I'm not going to eat dog dogim, fishes. So he's implying all sorts of fish, not an individual fish, and not many fish, and not big ones or small ones. This sounds like a Dr. Seuss book. Aser Bahen, he's also in all sorts of fish, Ben Gedanim, Ben Gitanim, big ones and small ones, Ben Meluchim, Ben Tfelin, salted ones and not salted ones, Ben Chayin, Ben Mevushalin, whether it's raw like sushi or it's cooked. He's also with all sorts of fish. Umotar b'tar trufa b'tzir, but he is also to eat these two things. Tar trufa is some sort of chopped fish dish, and tzir is some sort of watery brine that comes from salted fish, and that's because they're not included in the word fish. Whereas hanayter b'nat sachna, if he makes a neder, he's not going to eat sachna, which is some sort of chopped fish dish. Asur b'tar trufa, he's not allowed to eat tar trufa, which is a different type of chopped fish dish. Umotar b'tzir v'murius, but he is allowed to have tzir and murius. Tzir again is his watery brine, and murius is like an oily brine. Whereas hanayter b'tar trufa, if he makes a neder, he's not going to eat tar trufa. So aser b'tzir v'murius, he's not allowed to eat tzir and murius, because the word trufa also means mixed, and tzir and murius have fishiness mixed into them. So therefore, he's not allowed to eat these different types of brine when he asers himself from tar trufa. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, hanayter b'nachalav. If a person makes a neder from milk, mutar bakum, he is allowed to have the whey, which is the watery byproduct that comes from making cheese. Whereas Rabbi Yosi Iser, Rabbi Yosi asers. And furthermore, min akum, if he makes a neder from kum, from whey, mutar b'chalav, he's allowed to eat milk. Now b'shalom, Rabbi Shalom says hanayter min hagavina. If a person makes a neder from the cheese, aser ba bein melucha bein tfeila, he's also in all sorts of cheese, whether it's salted or not salted. And the chiddush is, even though he used the hey hayadia hagavina, so it's mashma that he's talking about some unique cheese, and we know that most cheese is salted, so you might think that he's allowed to have non-salted cheese. The chiddush is that no, he's aser from all cheeses, and the halacha is like this. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Vav and Zion with more scenarios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.